Welcome to What's Cooking with me, Sue Hadfield. My goodness, doesn't time fly? Seems no time at all since I was with you last month, and we're already nearly at the end of January. Be Christmas again before we know it. So what's cooking today? Well, today I'm going to cook stir fry. Stir fry was invented by the Chinese to save on cooking time and therefore fuel at the expense of preparation time. And it's one of those dishes where the more adventurous among us can really go to town by using lots of different vegetables, herbs, spices, meats, fish, seafood, anything like that, blending lots and lots of different flavours, really, you know, having fun cooking this one. You can really experiment with this. Ideally, stir fry should be cooked in a wok, but if you don't have one of these, a deep pan will do. And the secret is to keep the ingredients moving all the time. Remember, we're frying, we're not boiling, we're not stewing. And I'll probably repeat that again while I'm cooking my stir fry because it's well worth it. It's very tempting just to leave the ingredients for a while to boil away, and when you come back you find that they're drying out. There are lots of different sauces available for stir fry if you're not keen on making your own or if you're in a hurry. The best thing you can do if you have one is go to a Chinese supermarket where there'll be lots of different ingredients, lots of sauces. Also, supermarkets do a wide variety, so if you don't happen to have a Chinese supermarket nearby, not to worry. The brand I favour is Sharwood's, and they do lots of different sauces, a nice wide variety, sauces for curries and for stir fries. But there are lots of other brands too, and I'm sure you will find plenty of those when you're out and about. There are lots of written recipes for stir fry, lots and lots of them. But I'm not going to use a recipe today. I am going to just blend lots of different vegetables together, as I was saying earlier. I'm just going to experiment. So somebody's going to be lucky, aren't they? Somebody is going to find it interesting eating. Well, actually, no, this is a stir fry that I have cooked before. And as I said, blending lots of vegetables together. And I'm also going to be using chicken in my stir fry. So, time to go down to the kitchen and cook the stir fry. And
this is what you do.
So, here we are again then, in my favourite room of the house, the kitchen. Well, almost my favourite room. I think a little bit more I like the room where I've got my nice comfy chair. But this is a close second. And on the worktop, or counter in front of me, I have various vegetables. I have a couple of small onions, 4 cloves of garlic, I have some broccoli spears, some baby corn, some peas in their pods, a quite large bell pepper, a chili pepper, and some scallions or salad onions. And these are all going to go into my stir fry, along with some chicken, as I said earlier. Now, we're going to start with the onions, and what I've already done is cut the ends off each onion, because I find that these will peel more easily with the ends cut off. So now I'm just going to take off the outer papery layer, like so, and that's coming away very easily. A good trick if you find it difficult to peel onions, cutting the ends off. And today I have with me my kitchen elf, my kitchen hand, my little helper. however you'd like to call him, known to some of you. This is my partner Wally, and he's known to listeners of the Global Voice. And he's going to be helping me here today. So, now we're going to chop the onions. I'm not going to mention too much about how I chop veg today. I have had a request from a listener to talk about chopping vegetables and tricks for chopping vegetables, but I'm going to cover that in more detail next month. But what I will say is that I use a good old-fashioned chopping knife to chop my vegetables. I find that much the best way for me. I know this is not the way for everyone, but I feel quite confident at doing this. So, chopping the onions now into bite-sized pieces and putting these into a bowl. And stir fry is a very good meal to make if you've had a busy day at work like me, and I am actually cooking this shortly after coming in from work and cooking this for our evening meal. So very quick and easy to do. That's the onions almost chopped. Next, we're going to crush the garlic, which I have already peeled now. Garlic is not a favourite of a lot of people, but we love garlic in this house. And so we tend to put quite a lot of it in stir fries and so on. And so, garlic peeled and into the garlic crusher. And we're just going to crush the garlic and then scrape it out of the crusher. Like so, and into the bowl with the onions. Make sure we get it all out. Give the crusher a bit of a tap, and there we are. Next, I'm going to chop the pepper, the bell pepper, and this has a rather long stalk, which I'm just going to break off, like so. And then cut the pepper in half. Stand it on end, the end that didn't contain the stalk, and cut it in half, like so. And scoop out the seeds with my hands. Make sure they're all out. One half. And the thing I do to check that all seeds are out is I tap the two halves of the pepper together so that if there are any seeds that are stuck, as you can hear, perhaps they are falling out now. There we are. That's all seeds out. And again, we just chop into bite-sized pieces and put into the bowl with the garlic and the onions. Now for the broccoli. Well, I said spears actually, didn't I? But these are more like florets. And to be honest, you could just break these up, and that's what I'm doing. Just break these up into the bowl with the rest
of the chopped veg. Nice tender broccoli. One of my favourite vegetables. But alas, not one of Wally's. But in a stir fry with lots of other things not so noticeable. Now for the scallions or salad onions, or we call them spring onions. Again, just going to chop them up. Into bite-sized pieces to add to the bowl with the rest of the veg. Now, those astute listeners amongst you, which is all of you, I know, are going to be thinking, well, she's already got onions in here. So, why does she need more and different? Well, I like to have lots of different flavours and mix lots of different flavours. And I don't know if you have noticed, perhaps not, that salad onions have a different flavour to your ordinary bog standard cooking onion. And the two go together very well. And the two types of onion go together very well in this stir fry. So that's why I'm using both types of onions. Now for the baby corn and the peas. Now I said the peas are in their pods, and so they are. But I'm not going to shell them. They're very small. In fact, if I shelled them, they'd really not have much of peas at all. So I'm just going to chop the whole thing up, the whole pea pod and all, and put it into the bowl. You know, when we were kids, we used to eat raw pea pods and plenty of the peas as well when we were helping Mum to shell them. But we used to eat the pods, and they never did us any harm. No harm whatsoever. And I've been putting the pods of these small peas into stir fry for a good number of years. And we're both still here. And last but by no means least, the chili pepper. And I'm going to chop the ends off here. The end with a little stalk, and the other end which has a little nub. So chop those off and cut this in half. Again, lengthways. And I'm going to scoop out the seeds, but I'm not going to discard the seeds. I'm going to put the seeds in to add to the flavour. So again, scooping out the seeds with my hands. Now, one thing to be careful of when you're chopping chili peppers, as I'm sure you know, is to not rub your eyes afterwards. I have sort of forgotten several times in the past and rubbed my eyes after chopping chili, and it's not nice. So, seeds scooped out. Again, you can tap the halves of the chili pepper together to get rid of any seeds that are stuck. There we are, into the bowl. And I'm just going to chop, finely chop, the outer chili pepper and put in the bowl with the rest of the veg. There we are, into the bowl, and we have a nice bowl with plenty of fresh veg, plenty of different flavours that go very well together. So that's all vegetables chopped, and now for the cooking. And I'm going to be using a wok, This is an electric wok, which stands very nicely on my worktop, on my counter. And as I said earlier, I've got my kitchen elf with me, our special guest on the show today. And this is Wally. And just to prove that he is here, you're going to make yourself known to the listeners, Wally?
Hello, listeners, Wally.
Yes, that is Wally, and he is going to be helping me to put things in the wok and do a bit of stirring and that sort of thing. Anyway, we are currently heating up the oil in the wok, and when cooking stir-fry, it's very important to choose the correct type of oil. Because you're going to be cooking at such a high heat, you don't want an oil that is going to burn too quickly. So extra virgin olive oil, I'm afraid, is out. The best ones to choose are either sunflower oil or olive oil, I find. And you want to heat up the oil until it is smoking. Now, if you can't see that this is happening, how do you know? Well, if you have a good sense of smell, you will notice that as the oil heats up, the smell will change. Now, if you've got the wrong type of oil in your wok, you will notice that it has a burning smell. A real burning smell. If you have the right type, it's a slight burning smell, but more of a smoky, fiery smell. So you will notice that if you have a good sense of smell. So I think that's the oil heated up now to the right temperature. And we're first going to put in the chicken. So in goes the chicken to the wok. There we are. Very nice. Lovely sound. And we're going to keep this moving all the time. As I said earlier, stir fry mixture, you've got to keep it moving all the time. And to do this, if you have them, it would be a good idea to use a couple of paddles. Not many of us have these, I know. Or if not, a couple of spatulas. But do keep it moving all the time. And what we're doing now is searing the meat. And yep, I can smell that smoky smell to the oil. So that's pretty much okay. So keeping this moving all the time. Just searing the meat. There we are. Isn't that a lovely sound? I do like the sound of frying and cooking. Remember, we are frying, we're not boiling, we're not stewing. So when we've stirred the meat for a little while, it's now time to put in the veg. So, in go the vegetables, like so. Now, in some stir-fry recipes, they will say to you, cook the ginger first. If you're using ginger, take it out, then cook the garlic, take it out. And yes, if you have the time, you can do all this. Cooking the veg for a while, taking bits out, putting them back in. But you'll do just as well by tipping in the veg like we have done here. And again, as you can hear, the mixture's being kept moving. I'm going to keep repeating this because it's very tempting not to keep it moving and to have a bit of a rest. But you mustn't do that. If you want all those flavours, those lovely flavours, to mix together, you need to keep it going. And it's beginning to smell absolutely delicious. So, that's the veg. And next, we're going to add some noodles. Now, these are the soft noodles, slightly moist noodles, not the dry type. And these are slightly flavoured. I think the ones that we have, these are oriental noodles. But you can buy all sorts of soft noodles at your supermarket. Now, there they go. In go the noodles.
You can also use rice if you wish, but if you're going to use rice, I would advise that you cook it or part cook it first. Do not put dry rice into your stir fry, otherwise it won't cook. So that's the noodles in, and again we're gonna keep it moving. And I'm sure Wally's arms are getting very tired now, keeping the mixture moving. There he says they are. There you are, you see, he says it smells good. And it certainly does. I hope I didn't hear you stopping there, Wally.
Oh, no. Don't beat me. Please don't beat me.
So that's all the veg and meat and noodles all mixed up together very nicely. And next, we're going to put in the sauce. And as I said earlier, you should find lots of choice of sauces at your supermarket, or if you have one, Chinese supermarket will be even better. So in goes the sauce, and the one I'm going to be using today is a spring onion and hoisin sauce. And to get all the sauce out of the jar, once you've emptied most of it in, fill up the jar with water, or part fill it, and give it a good shake. Then pour this in, so you've got all the sauce out of the jar. And also the water, of course, will add a little more liquid to the stir fry. And what are we going to do, Wally?
Keep it moving, boss.
Yep, that's right. Keep it moving.
Oh, that sauce smells delicious.
Mmm, doesn't it just? Oh. And mixed in with all those lovely flavours, I'm sure it will be. And this is now going to cook for, a further 10 minutes in the wok. This will cook very, very quickly. And we should eventually have a delicious stir fry, and I'm looking forward to it because I'm very hungry.
Oh, me too.
Every Friday at 17 hours on the Global Voice, we will bring you a program that's packed full of info for me and for you, with Mr. Joe Barr and Audio View. Here you will find lots of good information of use to the blind throughout every nation. And who is the man that will bring it to you? It's Mr. Joe Barr and Audio View. He talks about guide dogs and reading with Braille. He'll help you succeed because you don't want to fail at all of the things that you're wanting to do. That's Mr. Joe Barr and Audio View. So every Friday at 17 hours on the Global Voice, we will bring you a program that's packed full of info for me and for you, with Mr. Joe Barlow and Audio View. The program is also available from our program gallery at theglobalvoice.info.
I've heard from Lee, who says she can think of several famous chefs who extol the hands in food as a way of getting to know the food and having fun with cooking. And yes, I definitely agree. It is fun to get your hands in there. So for those of you who aren't sure, give it a go, have a try, you'll see how much fun it is. And you know, it's the only surefire way. I've said this before and I'll say it again. It's the only surefire way of knowing that the consistency of your mixture is correct. Not for all recipes, I'll grant you, but for many of them, it's the only way you'll know that your mixture is of the correct consistency. So go on. Give it a go, be brave, get your hands in there. And it's probably not the last time I'm going to say that. Lee also liked the stuffed tomatoes that I talked about on last month's show. And she likes hers with celery and lots of different flavours of cream cheese. Sounds very nice. I must admit, I've never tried stuffed tomatoes with cream cheese, but I'm definitely going to give that a go. Sounds delicious. Also a great advocate of bought pastry, puffed pastry. And yes, I agree with you, Lee. If you haven't got much worktop or counter space, bought pastry is a very good idea. And also saves on washing up afterwards, doesn't it? If you'd like to contact the show as Lee did, you can do so by emailing cookin@theglobalvoice.info. That's C-O-O-K-I-N @theglobalvoice.info. Perhaps you have a favourite recipe you'd like to share, or cooking experience you'd like to talk about. Maybe you'd actually like to be on the show and present these recipes yourself, or generally chat about cooking and how you like to cook, what you like to cook, what you might have achieved, what you'd like to achieve. You know, this show is not just for the experienced cook. Anyone can take part, from novice to those who just dabble in cookery, and even to those of you who have got no idea of cooking whatsoever, but have just a little bit of interest. Lots of things are possible, so please get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. Incidentally, in March's show, I will be talking about Easter. Now, I know that may seem a long way away to some of you, but by the time March's show goes to air, we will be just a few short days away from Easter. And I know that food-wise, Easter is probably not as big a celebration as Christmas. But surprisingly, there are still lots of recipes out there that are special at that time of year. Lots of goodies for you to cook, and lots of goodies actually that you don't need to have much cooking experience for. And I'll be talking about some of those on March's show. If you have a recipe you would like to feature or would like me to feature on March's show, please get in touch and do have anything for that show into me by the 1st of March, please, so that I have plenty of time to include it. If you would like to listen to this show again or download it, you can go to theglobalvoice.info/gallery or go to incx.org where you can download the What's Cooking podcast. Well, that's all we have time for this month. So until I'm with you next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, happy cooking.